Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching The Dragon Warrior, starring Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
We already watched it. With movies, we just watch it ahead of time so we can come in and we don't have to like pause and then not want to come back in this case. I'm amazed we started, to be completely honest with you.
It was a struggle. It was a real struggle. Yeah. So I'm just looking at the cast now. See
all three of them.
Well, no, there's...
we'll talk about the cast. Yeah. What are some dates? You got a director and a writer?
I got a director and a writer. So this movie is written heavy, like just the heaviest air quotes you can imagine. Just like 2-ton air quotes.
Yeah.
By David A. Pryor and directed by Tom Stout.
Both of these men should be arrested.
Yes, that's true. There's some date confusion, though, because IMDb lists the release date as November 2011. The Blu-ray case, which I unfortunately hold in my hand, has a date of 2013 production on it.
Yeah, how was it released before it was produced then?
But I bought it in 2014 at the earliest.
Are you on the right IMDb? Is there another Dragon Warrior?
No, this is definitely this one because it has Jason David Frank.
It has, okay.
And Brutus, who definitely... That's for another time.
Okay.
That's for later on. I have some issues with Brutus's name because he definitely introduced himself as Brodus, but whatever.
Right. We'll get to it. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website, and it's been updated up through Zio. I'm working on it. There's also HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archive is. And we have a new classic feed that we're figuring out.
It's on a weird freeze. So right now, all of season one is on it, but I was having issues getting it to display more than 25 episodes. So I changed some settings and like added some stuff. And I put the first episode of season two in it to see if it would update, and it didn't. The problem was on my end. I put an extra question mark into the feed address where I shouldn't have.
Okay.
So that's fixed. So now episodes 1 through 61 of the Morphin Grid are on the classic feed.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be trying, because the way Feedburner works is like it only, or not Feedburner, but Blogger. It only lets you send 150 episodes to a feed.
Yes, there's no setting for that.
There,
I looked.
Used to be. When we first started.
I dug through everything.
There was, but it changed at some point.
There is a setting that's like maximum amount of posts per page, and I was like, oh, 5,000 I put on that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, just do it.
All of them.
But it didn't change anything, so I
so
don't know.
So we're going to be trying to like figure that out. Hopefully soon we'll have it all figured out. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this. We're not like the smartest people.
No.
Like, we just have the microphones.
And we had this issue and then started new podcasts the same way, so those are all also going to have this issue further down the road.
Those ones are at least at a little bit less.
We'll figure it out. Hopefully we'll figure it out in a way that you guys won't have to resubscribe to us. So all our reviews and all our subscriptions will just carry
That'll
over.
All stay there, yeah.
And just everything will show up. That's all we want. Yeah. It shouldn't be this hard.
It shouldn't
be. I went onto the podcast Reddit and asked for help, and there's like no straight answer. I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com, and we're on Twitter at morphingrid. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. We already talked about iTunes and stuff. That's all weird, but you can still leave us writing reviews.
Yeah.
Patreon, that's... can you tell I'm a little flustered from this movie? Can you tell him, like, I'm off because this movie so super-duper bad?
This movie messed me up, and then I just got mad about how podcasts work, like, the back end of it again. So I'm also dealing with that now.
Okay, so...
So let's start. To start off, this is a new thing. We've never done this before.
Okay.
I'm going to read the summary of the movie off the back of this
Blu-ray
case.
Oh, yes, please.
Are you ready?
Yes.
A man who knows very little about who he is or where he comes from finds himself wandering through a strange and mythical world where he quickly finds his destiny in fighting an evil warlord. After being trained to fight... What? No, I don't think so.
No.
He is guided through an epic journey that finds him face to face with deadly enemies and fierce dragons. Big asterisk.
Hold on there, back of the box.
Next to that, that's wrong. That's factually incorrect. with each victory, he becomes more powerful until his final confrontation with the evil Lord Shokata. Based on a variety of popular video games, Dragon Warrior is a fantasy action film for gamers at heart of all ages and stars Dominic Keating, Star Trek Enterprise, James Russo, Vegas, and Jason David Frank, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Hold up a minute, playa.
There's some problems in here in this description.
There's a couple. Number one, no one teaches him how to fight. That's, get out of the way.
No, he knows how to do that.
Number two, not a single dragon appears in this movie.
One kind of maybe a dragon.
I think they want us to think it's a dragon.
A rough approximation of what a dragon could be appears.
Yeah, it's a dinosaur. Definitely just a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then there's this weird bone fraggle thing later.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a dragon. I think it's just a cave monster.
So the cover, let's talk about the cover too.
Okay. On the cover, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 dragons, two of them breathing fire. One of them just has his mouth open. There's nothing coming out of it. And the other one's breathing
he's
lightning.
He's yawning. He's so bored with this movie. He's yawning.
And there's like a lady. She's got like long white hair and like, not a tiara, but like, you know, a headband, kind of like one of those leafy headband kind of things. And just like this cool sword she's holding up. We'll never see any of this in the movie.
Yeah, there should be just a big old asterisk around everybody saying not appearing in this movie.
Yeah. Jason David Frank is on the cover and he is in the movie. That's it. Even the name of this movie, The Dragon Warrior, is not in this movie.
Because we'll find out very quickly that he is the one warrior. You know, the one warrior? One warrior nation?
I know next to nothing about the one warrior nation, but I love it.
Here's what it was. It was Ultimate Warrior when he came to WCW.
Yeah.
And he brainwashed Horace Hogan, I think, and made him Disciple. Or maybe his name was already Disciple. One of the NWO guys that was like lower tier. And
they should have thrown Renegade in there with him, since Renegade was just the Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior? That would have been crazy. but that's not what happened. And much like that, nothing good happened in this movie. So I took notes, and I don't know why I did.
You didn't want to, but I knew you were going to.
I have a problem. But also, like, I was trying to focus on the movie, and I couldn't without taking notes, because it's very bad.
You needed something else. I checked Twitter, like, a lot during this.
This movie is 86 minutes long.
87.
87. Well, that last minute felt like 45 hours.
Okay, so it has that little box with like the runtime and stuff. So it's 2013 production. It's in English. It's not rated. It's in color. It's 16:9 format. 87 minutes. Sci-fi?
It says the genre?
It says
it's the wrong genre.
It says sci-fi.
Also,
on
can
it?
We go back to the description for a little bit? What video games do you think this is based on?
I think this is loosely based off of
EverQuest.
Elder Scrolls.
The Legend of Zelda.
Zelda, Final Fantasy, maybe like a little bit. Sonic the Hedgehog has some influence, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, Mega Man. A little bit of Mega Man. just in one scene. Quick little Mega Man scene just to keep the kids happy. We start off.
Nobody but you is going to watch that and be like, oh, it's like Mega Man.
I'll explain how it is later.
It makes sense, but no one else is going to put that together.
No. So are you ready?
Yes.
We start off with a voiceover from, I'm pretty sure it's the wizard that we'll meet later, right? Is that who the voiceover is supposed
probably.
To be? He does refer to the wizard as another person in the voiceover, but I think it's the same guy.
He's like, the wizard. Handsome, sexy
super
wizard.
Super great
man.
Wizard. So we start off with Shikaka fighting, or like just destroying things. Or actually, there's like a pillar of smoke. And then a statue blows up, and there's some Ren Faire villagers.
Yeah, so the opening shot is just like the camera zooming in over the forest on some mountains, and there's a pillar of smoke, and everybody is very afraid.
It's so bad. It's so bad, you guys.
Why is there a pillar of smoke? Is that the village burning?
Because I
was led to believe that was where Shokato was.
I thought so, too. I was like, oh, there's just this pillar of smoke that's been going for 400 years. Oh, that's crazy.
But this whole village is a green screen.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a guy lying on the beach with a sword in his chest.
There's a lady lying
by some rocks. There's some fire after effects added in.
Yeah.
And, like, and then there's this CGI statue that gets plastered in the face with a fireball and blows up.
And that's when Jason David Frank appears.
And it all looks very bad.
And he shows up and he's like, what? He's like, what am I doing here?
He has no origin story.
No, and we'll talk about it at the very end, like how this whole movie kind of wraps up.
But so, then it unwraps itself immediately.
It does. It really does. It's really weird. So then we cut to the credits, like the opening credits, which is, as you pointed out, some college grad's first job in Illustrator.
It's not even a, no, it's a college student's first project in Illustrator One. It's bad. There's a spoiler in it, though.
Is there?
Because a fish, like, swims up at one point and just, I'm going to just spoil it. It just turns into a sword, and sword swims away.
There's also a couple other things. It's like,
I think it tells the whole story.
I think it does the whole thing. So,
because I'm pretty sure it shows the giant, too.
So recently, I was on Matt Hoadley's podcast, Fifth Draw Wild. We talked about a former guest of the show, Sky Ertl, and I talked about Power Rangers knockoffs, kind of like debate style, where I was on the pro side and he was on the con side, and it's real hard to be on the pro side of some of those. And I just threw it all out the window once we got the Mask Rider, because that show's garbage. But one of my big problems that I noticed by watching these five different Power Rangers knockoffs is they all in the opening credits tell you the whole story. They're like Beetleborgs, like three typical average kids. And this is how they get their powers. Here's the whole thing. I was like, well, why would I want to watch the show now? Now I know the whole deal.
Power Rangers is just like a teenager's attitude. And it's just shots of them fighting and just like a bunch of cool stuff for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's like fighting and cool stuff and like robots and like sweet guitar riffs. And that's it. Every other knockoff is just like Dex is from Edenoid and he's like a super loser and he's got a Furby named Furbus and he's horrible looking. This movie did that same thing.
It didn't say it, but it showed everything in terrible clip art.
At least it didn't. Yeah. Oh man, it was like they just like here's some pictures of Jason David Frank from throughout the movie.
They spent like maybe a full day illustrating his face, and then the rest of his body is just like real quick
shapes and colors,
bad gradients, and just ugh.
So then we come back, and JDF's like, oh, and by the way, I'm gonna call him JDF this whole time because he does not have a name.
His name is the one. He's the one.
He's the one. That's his title. Doesn't have a name though.
The One Warrior, JDF.
JDF. JAYDEEFF. JDF. So he is like, oh God, so much bad. And then this very, very annoying man who we will come to know as Brutus/Brodus. I called him Brody once I found out his name. I was calling him Sam Gamgee because he's just this like guy who's like, oh, hello, Ranger.
I think we missed a lot of disposition. Is that the word I'm looking
exposition?
For? Exposition. That's the one. You get a sunny disposition, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is exposition that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That we missed a lot because we were just like groaning and they were just walking for like 90 minutes while Brutus was explaining the whole movie.
Yeah. So he's like, he starts off by being like, is your tongue useless, idiot? And it's like, what are you doing? It's just this really weird tone for this character who will flip-flop every personality trait that he has over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
He is the least consistent part of this very inconsistent movie. And I want you to keep that in your pocket. Okay. My notes are very scattered. They're basically just one line from whatever is happening. So I'm just going to kind of take us through this and see if we can piece together this god-awful piece of garbage. So the warriors for Shikaka are coming to kill everybody again. Or no, they already did. They were the ones who destroyed the village.
They attacked and burned down the village, and everybody is dead.
So then he's like talking about how like Shikaka is like this real bad dude. And again, there's a lot of exposition that we just missed because we're like, oh my God. This movie is very terrible out the gate.
Yeah.
Like,
so
it's poorly written and it's badly acted immediately.
I got ahead of myself because I'm thinking like after this when they're walking and he's just talking for what they montage together to feel like days.
Yeah. We've been here since last Thursday.
But before that, because he's like, I don't know who I am and how I got here. I'm very confused about all the fire. And Brutus is like, well, it attacked. Everyone's dead. And then some like warriors just materialize in the woods.
My note on this is just, oh no, men.
Some men are here.
They're just like, they're dust people. And they just like show up and they're like, all right, let's fight.
And so Brutus does his trademark move of hide.
Hide behind a tree.
Run behind a tree. As soon as any person or thing shows up, he just runs off screen.
Gets out of the way. Because this is JDF's vehicle. This is getting him over, brother. So then he fights these men. And the worst line that we have been quoting for 2 years, 2 to 3, 3+ years at this point, is he goes, that ranger has power. And I flipped off my television.
He did. He did that both times he's watched this movie. Because
that's so stupid. We get it.
Well, when he greets him, before he says, like, do you have a dumb, stupid tongue, idiot? He says, hello, Ranger.
Hello, Ranger. No, what? Like, that's... He's just a guy. He's not a ranger.
He's got, like, ranger cuffs on.
Is that how you determine whether you're not a ranger?
He also has a slot machine jackpot tattoo with just, like, guns all over his arms.
Yeah, you can see all of his tattoos, and there's, like, there's, like, zoomed-in close-up shots on his jackpot slot machine tattoo. You know, like, in Fantasy Times.
Fantasy slot machines.
Fantasy slot machine where all your dreams come true. So then they're walking, and as they walk away, this tree opens its eyes. You heard me right.
These eyes are just poorly superimposed
very
over the image of this
tree. Very badly
green
screen. And then he's like, Brody's like, you must be the one warrior. And he's like, why? He's like, because no one else could be the one warrior but you. It's got to be you.
Part of the exposition of them walking and talking is like, I've done this many times before, and they all have failed.
Yeah.
So this is not the first person he's got. It must be you. You must be the one warrior that I am to guide to the castle of Shikaka.
At some point he's talking, and this might be later when they're like jumping across some puddles. But he's like, I was kicked out of my village. Like I wanted to see adventure, but truthfully, I was just kicked out of my, like, why would you just
undercut
yourself,
like,
immediately?
He's also the one written in the prophecy to guide the hero.
I guess. But he keeps doing it poorly because people keep dying. Because there's seven, I swear to God, there's 48 of these things. But yeah, there are seven tests.
Did you keep a count? Because I'm curious if that first fight with the hologram men is a test or not. I don't know if that counts.
I think it is, because that's when he's like, you're the one warrior. Only the one warrior could fight these men.
But that's not true, because at least like six other people have beaten these men. And that's as far as anyone else has ever gotten.
Yeah, so... And then there's another thing coming up in just a minute that's very stupid. Then there's also these, like, whenever they montage away and they want to show time passing, it cuts back to a map of the land and little footprints, just like Harry Potter and...
Yeah, it's a Marauder map.
Yeah, it's like little Marauder map footprints are just like, ooh, and they're like, yes, there's the lake of whatever coming up. That's going to be tricky, says the omniscient narrator. And they come up to the lake, and Birdie's just like, ah, a lake.
Oh, yes.
And then JDF's like,
and then, yeah, because
we'll make camp.
Brody's like,
today.
Oh, we just have to cross it. It's easy peasy. And JDF's like, no, I want to go nap now.
I want camp. This is good.
This is a great place for
this
camping.
Good camp spot. So then it cuts to him like split legged on a log with a spear, and he like stabs a fish.
He doesn't. He's fishing, which, like, that's fine. You fish with a spear. That is a thing that used to happen.
Spear fishing is a thing, yeah.
But he's doing it in, like, the showiest way, and no one else is around. And I know it's for us. It's not for us. It's for Jason David Frank.
Yes. Everything in this movie, let's be clear. Everything in this movie is for Jason David Frank.
Everything in this movie is for him, but also a joke against him, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Who did I say wrote this piece of garbage?
David Pryor.
David Pryor was like, I'm going to get that Jason Frank. I'm going to get him good.
You've been franked.
So he's like twirling the spear and just like making a bunch of poses, and he stabs it in
and
pulls the fish out.
He pulls the fish up, and there's a note in the fish. And he's like, he gets it off the spear, and there's a note. He's like, oh, no. And it just says, you have learned this. Hold on, I wrote it down. You learned the spell of the swift sword, and then the fish turns into a sword. So now he can't even eat the fish because it's a sword now.
No.
But this whole time, Brody's been catching game.
Yeah, he was setting a trap and sees a rabbit. He's like, you better get away or I'm going to eat you later.
I'm going to eat you. And then he catches like a pheasant or whatever at some point.
It's a real pheasant that he had in his hand.
Yeah, it's like moving. And he's like, well, at least one of us caught some stuff. And Jason's like, oh, I caught something, and pulls out his sword. And I wish Brody would be like, I can't eat that.
I can't eat that, even though it's very obviously made out of like foam and wood.
Yeah. It's a cheapo sword. And it looks... There will be several swords.
The design of the sword is cool.
Yeah, it's just like cheaply
made.
But
it's cheaply made.
It's just like the easiest, like the cheapest they could have made it. Then they start walking more. So I assume this is the next day because he said, no, we're going to camp here. So we cut to later where they're walking. And he's like, oh, we're going to come across the cursed swords of Democles. I'm pretty sure you mean Damocles, you dumb.
So the cursed swords of Denomalos have never been defeated.
No, Domino's cursed swords are invincible. You can't get past them.
So this is as far as Brutus has ever gotten.
Yeah, he gets here, they die.
They die to the swords, which are just so bad.
There's three CGI well, one of them is a real sword at one point.
Yeah. It's very weird because they're just like zipping through the forest.
Yeah, just like hanging out and like, I guess, killing people left and right. No one's ever gotten past them. So JDF is like the only person to have ever beaten them because in a minute.
He's the only person that ever did like a quick sidestep.
He just like got out of the way of one and then put one in the ground. And then at some point, Brody grabs one trying to like stop it.
And that's the one he puts in the ground.
Oh, is it?
The first one of them just like comes at him and he moves and it hits a tree and disintegrates.
Yeah.
The second one, like he knocks into a tree.
Okay, and then this one is, like, Brody's holding on to it, and he's like, let go. He's like, I can't. I'm stuck. I'm super glued. I've been cursed with the sword. So he knocks it into the ground, and then it just disappears. He's like, no one's ever made it this far. He's like, what do I do next? Where do we go next?
Technically, all you had to do was sheath these swords, and they are defeated.
Yeah, and they're done. Like, just, like, stick them in anything at all, and they'll just go away. So he says, where do we go next? And Brody says, swear to God, I don't know. No one's ever made it this far before. You're the first person to ever beat the swords.
So now, is this the first or the second challenge?
I feel like this is the second challenge.
Okay.
Because then who were the men? Because they were magic. They came out of like glitter. So like, if they were just like dudes, I'd be like, oh, okay.
If they were just leftover soldiers from the pillaging of the village.
But they were magic, so I'm assuming they were the first trial, and this is the second trial.
Okay.
So then
we're up to two. I'm keeping count.
Okay, so we're at two. So then they walk a little bit more. Oh, sorry. Forgot the most important part. One of the swords, the last one, after it disappeared, it left a Chaos Emerald behind.
Yep.
And he picks up the Chaos Emerald, and he puts it into his chest, and there's like this... And his eyes glow, and there's some lights and some distortion behind
him. Yeah, and he like, it's shot kind of from above in a weird way that I think is supposed to convey that like he elevated
and
then came down
a little bit.
And when he lands, he's like, I feel more powerful.
Yeah, I'm stronger.
And then Brody's like, well, so then you are.
You must be, I guess, then. Sure, totes. My lord. And now he's calling him my lord now that he's the one warrior. And he started off being like, is your tongue stupid, you idiot? Can you even use it? It's like, what do you like? Why is
he's
your
got a tongue
here?
Thing?
He says it again later, but he says it different and like weirdly more aggressive.
Yeah.
So then they walk to a field, and oh no, a tall man.
This is a giant.
There's a giant.
This is Sean the Giant, as you called him.
He looks like a Sean. Like Sean the Giant.
It's not, I thought maybe like at first when he came out, it was like just perspective tricks, but it's not. It's bad green screen again.
Yeah. Everything is bad green screen, including later some doors. Like, they couldn't find two doors. So they green screened it, and it looks very stupid.
It looks very bad, because the lock on the door is not green screen, so the doors are, like, bouncing.
Moving independently of the lock. It's insane. As you pointed out once this movie was over, is this movie went through all the steps to get made.
Yeah.
Like, it made it all the way to a Blu-ray at Walmart that you purchased.
It went through pre-production, production, and circulation, because I have a copy of it in my hand right now.
And it's so bad, and everyone was just fine with how it turned out, I guess.
JDF promoted it. That's how we found out about it.
That's how we found out about
it. Back when we followed him on social media.
Yeah, oh, the Dark Ages. Those are the very early... If you go far enough back in the archives, you can find us talking about how bad Dragon Warrior is, I'm sure. I don't know when it is. It's got it probably in the first season, if I had to guess.
I feel like it was right around after we watched this where we were just like, maybe it's not that cool.
Yeah. I put up the anniversary, like the unaired pilot for the anniversary, and we were like weirdly up on JDF, and I was like, oh, we didn't know yet.
No.
We just didn't know.
There was definitely a point where we just thought he was very awesome.
Yeah.
Even in my, like, memories recently came up, like, after he broke that record skydiving and breaking boards, where, like, I thought that was the coolest thing anyone's ever done.
And that's pretty neat, but, like, the man is also, like, not great.
Yeah, he broke seven. What was the record? Who was skydiving and breaking boards before him?
I don't know. What if he just made the record up?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's gotta be it.
Easiest way to break a record is to make a new one.
Right. So, from there, he kills the tall man by cutting him in the heels.
he's distracted. The tall man is distracted because
Sean is distracted.
Brodus tries to David and Goliath him, and the rock just like bounces off his head. Yeah, like, he turns around and looks at him like, what the hell, man?
He's like, hey, come on. I'm trying to be a giant.
And
here.
Then so he gets his ankles cut a couple times and turns into stone.
Everybody else disappears into glitter. Everything else does, except Sean. Sean gets to be a statue forever. Also, this like Sean, I don't know how to explain why he just looks like a Sean. Because like normally when you do a giant, you'll do like some weird face stuff, or you'll get a guy that like just has kind of a weirder face. Sean just has like a regular man's face.
Just a guy.
It's just Sean.
They didn't audition anybody. No. They just grabbed whoever was like, are you making a movie? And they were like, yes, you're in. You're in it.
Or they were like, hey, we know these people. These are all people I know who are
right.
actors.
Technically, I guess. Oh, man, some of them are real bad.
So then they start camping, and I was like, wait a minute. You said you were going to camp at the lake. Now you're across the lake, and you killed Sean, and now you're camping?
Now they're camping, and they're eating the pheasant, so this is the first time that they've camped.
Was this supposed to take place earlier, and they moved it, or do you think nobody paid attention? I wasn't looking. I didn't see if there was a script supervisor.
Maybe. If you really think about it, and everything that we know, having watched the whole movie.
Yes.
Maybe it was done wrong on purpose.
Okay, maybe. We'll talk about that at the end. So then Brody's like, there's going to be 7 challenges. Oh, woof. Oh, no.
Is the giant a challenge?
Giant must have been challenge 3.
But was it?
Because we're almost halfway there.
He didn't disappear in glitter.
No,
maybe they were just like stomping through the giant's yard, and he was like, "Hey, get off my lawn!
Please leave. You're in my yard." And they're like, "I'm gonna slit your Achilles tendons."
Okay, I'm gonna say this is 3.
Okay.
If we get to 8, the giant doesn't count.
Okay. Here's the thing. if this is 3, this took place 6 minutes in, if that.
Sure.
Maybe 3 minutes. Maybe 45 seconds at the way this pacing goes.
The movie itself is about 6 weeks long.
Yeah.
A rough estimate.
We've been watching this since halfway through Turbo.
It's 2 Island of Illusions.
Yeah, which is to say, 2 infinities. Then it's nighttime, and like Brody goes to bed, and then 2 Harry and the Hendersons show up.
These are just real bad, like, Yeti costumes from Party Land.
And they're like, oh yeah, let's get him. And then this lady shows up who's attractive. And she's glowy, and she's the lady of the forest. And she's like, be gone with you, Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and Henderson, please go back please to the leave. Caves.
So they leave. They're like, yeah, sorry, lady. We'll go. I thought they were going to be a challenge. So
I think they were supposed to, because while he's talking to the lady, she says they were sent by Shikata.
So if they were a challenge, then she did it for him? Do they count?
This doesn't count.
Okay. If we get to 6,
because
this counted.
They may have been a challenge, but they were also woodland creatures that she apparently can command. So she told them to go away. So this one's null.
So she's like, all right. And basically she's like a very crappy navvy. She's like, all right, go to the next village, but you can only enter from the east. And she's like kind of making eyes at him and like leaning over. So she's kind of falling out a little bit.
She doesn't have to lean over to be kind of falling out a little bit.
I didn't really notice it until later on when she's hiding behind something. And she's like bent over. And I'm like, lady, this movie's not rated, but like you got to be careful.
Also, without saying too much, because we're a PG family podcast.
Yeah.
Those things aren't moving anywhere.
Nah. Nah. So then she disappears, and Brody wakes up, or it's the next day, and Brody wakes up, and he's like, oh, Lady of the Forest. No, JDF says, like, I just saw the most beautiful creature I've ever laid my eyes on. He's like, oh, Lady of the Forest, no way.
No mortal has ever seen her, unless you're not a mortal.
You're not mortal.
And then he just smirks, and we fade to the next scene.
Well, in between this and the next scene, though, there's a little bit of, like, some map transition, where the narrator's like, he's on a road of lies. Like,
on a road of lies, which are deceptive something.
And, yeah, something. And along those lines. I thought, I was like, oh, is the Lady of the Forest lying to him, or is Brody lying to him? Spoilers, neither is true. They're just on a road. Like, it's fine.
He's on the road to lies. He does get tricked and lied to later.
Very later, but not in this interstitial.
Yeah, about like 6 or 7 hours in from now, he gets lied to.
So you get, there's like, this, it's called Stone Village, and they're like, only enter from the east. So he's like, oh, we got to enter from the east. We're coming up from the south. And he's like, well, why don't we just go from the south?
Yeah, because Brody's like, this is the quickest way. And then he's like, that's not what she told me.
He's like, all right, fine.
We'll tell him what you told me.
He's like, all right, well, let's just check it out.
So yeah, he says, let's see what she was warning us about. So they go to the south entrance, I guess.
It says Stone Village. It's not. There's just some rocks and a Diplodocus in the middle.
Yeah, and on the map, it's just a cave. It's not a village at all.
Yeah. I don't know why. Nothing in this movie makes any sense.
No.
And they try to explain it at the end, but then because they undo it immediately, like, I don't believe it.
I wouldn't say this is a Diplodocus, because that's a long neck.
Is that
That's the one you need 5 fossils for in Animal Crossing.
Right, what's the one with the weird fin head?
Iguanodons kind of looked like it.
Okay.
I
just like the word Diplodocus, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good word. There's one I think that starts with a P, but it's not. Maybe it's Parasaur?
It's a Piplodocus.
It's a Piplodocus. But he's also, like, kind of a pterodactyl.
Yeah, he's got, like,
and he's also super buff.
Yeah, he's very buff, and he's Scottish, and he's snarky.
This is...
The dragon?
The dragon. It's the best approximation of one.
Yeah, it's the only thing that even kind of comes close, but it's not a dragon.
So this is the fierce dragons in the movie.
This is it. This is all of them. So he's like, yeah, if you take a step closer, we got to fight. That's the rule. And he's like, well, I don't want to fight. And he's like, oh, you must be wise. Like, is this just a stroke his ego? Like, why is this in the movie? What does this accomplish?
This introduces the Iguanodon.
For later.
For later.
Because he will show up again.
But, like, it didn't... I mean, it's fine, but also is stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot of the things in this movie. It's like, yeah, all right, but, like, it's very
dumb.
Some
of the ideas in the movie are like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But nothing is executed at all.
No.
Not even in, like, a bad way. It's just not done.
It's just not done. then they're walking, and there's, like, a little tripwire, and we see it, and we're like, oh, no, a tripwire. What's going to happen?
Fantasy tripwire.
And so he trips it, and needles shoot out and kill him.
They get him in the chest, and he falls down. And then the cut is him, like, falling into a hell pit.
There's, like, this hole that goes all the way down, and there's, like, this pedestal over lava. And the Grim Reaper's like, you have perished. Like, you're dead now. What do you want to do?
Yeah, it's the Resident Evil, you've died
You
screen.
Have died. He's like, do you want to start your whole journey over?
But you keep everything.
You keep everything.
You keep the sword, the money that you've earned.
Yeah, Chaos Emerald.
The Chaos Emerald.
Your spell. Oh, no, that was the sword.
Casting the spell just turned the fish into a sword. Also, I guess the spell's automatically cast when you read them.
Well, then I have a question for later when there's a spell.
There's a spell that never gets cast.
Yeah, it's very stupid. So I feel like the words, it's very stupid, are starting to lose their meaning because of how many times I've said them.
Is that the name of the episode?
It might be. this is really dumb. So he's like, or the third option is you can just stay here forever. And JF's like, what was that second option? He's like, oh, yeah, you chose. I'm just taking that one. And his sword disappears. And he wakes up on, like, a makeshift gurney that Brody's been dragging him
on. Yeah, he's laying in just, like, the most uncomfortable way. JDF looks uncomfortable the whole movie.
In the whole movie.
Like, that leather overshirt that he's wearing.
Tunic?
Yeah, he does not look comfortable in that. Especially at the beginning. He's, like, all, like, he's super tense and, like, all shrugged up.
I feel like they shot this movie in order, and, like, he loosened up as the movie went on, but, like, also...
They shot this movie in a day.
Yeah, well, maybe two, maybe three.
Maybe two. It's entirely shot in daylight. They did not light anything.
Well, there's a couple of night scenes that, like...
But they're just daylight with a blue filter on them.
Yeah,
you can see shadows and, like, the light on the ground.
It's so cheap. This movie was done for $8. So,
and all of that was spent on this fucking dragon, which doesn't even look like a dragon.
No, a bad dragon. All the money was spent on a bad dragon. Don't Google bad dragon, kids. Don't do it.
No. Moving right along from
Moving
that
right along.
Now.
So he wakes up and Bruce's like, oh my God, you're alive and you're healed. And he's like, yeah, carry me more. I'm so comfortable. Drag me more. And Bruce's like, are you fucking kidding me?
And he's like, no, drag me.
No.
And then he, like, goes to sleep, and Brutus drags him.
I guess drags him. So we cut to later, where they're walking in the forest, and then two guys come up and, like, oh, baddies killed our whole village. It was horrible. And he's like, all right, I'm the one warrior. And, like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for being the one warrior.
Yeah. is all just like a huge stroke on JD.
Yeah, and,
like,
and then like they kneel and because Brody's like, yeah, he's the one warrior. And they're like, well, if you say so, guy who threatened us, because the second before,
yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna cut your tongues out.
Yeah, the this like dirty bum with like
this
a
hobo
with a bulk hat, a bulk pilot hat,
yeah,
walks up,
and his friend Fat Link.
And he says something like, oh no, or and then Brutus is like, watch your tongue or I'll cut it out of your mouth and make you eat it or something. Like,
this is a different man that was in the last scene that was in the scene before that.
He's very aggressive. He like calls him a pig and just treats him like crap.
So then he's like, all right, let's go back to your village. We'll kill the bad guys.
The village is to the south. They need to travel, I think, to the west, he said, which is like not the direction they were
the
going.
The map doesn't show, like, it, every time they say
the
direction, the map is wrong.
They went east on the map.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So maybe they're holding the map the wrong way.
Stage west.
They're holding the map upside
they're
down because that's the
west.
Way it was
yeah.
written. Stage west.
So there's like 8, maybe 10 minutes of quiet limping through the woods. When Dirty Boy and Fat Link are just
as soon as they start walking and nobody's saying anything, I'm just like, oh no,
this
is gonna be a very awkward walk because it's like not close.
No, I thought for a second they were like, all right, we'll see you later, and they started walking the same way, and they just filmed it that way.
That's definitely how it feels.
That's what it felt like.
And they get to this part of the forest, and old Limpy is. He like does a wind check or something.
Oh, there's wind.
And he's like, oh, hold on, and he just like. For no reason, walks around the path, and then he waves on Fat Link and JDF. And JDF just walks.
He literally says, "Wait, come with me."
he tells Brutus, "Wait," because they stop. He's like, "Wait," and he's like, "Come with me." And
but
like, I don't know why he took Brutus with him.
I don't know, but there's no pause. It's wait, come with me.
Yeah,
those are two different things.
I can't do both.
You gotta pick one, Dirty Boy. So then he's like, all right, I guess we're good. Come on out. And then JDF takes one step and falls in the pit.
He's just like strutting up and just right into
human prank.
That old pit trap.
Oh, such a classic prank.
And so now old Filthy is like talking to him. ODB is like looking at him, talking to him. Like there's no way he can get out of this hole.
This
hole is... At most, 8 feet tall.
That's very conservative.
There's a mound of dirt in the corner that takes two feet off of that, and there's roots growing up
there's
the
roots.
Sides that are very easily climbable.
It's 8 feet tall, again, at best, and there's that ramp, and also, like, you could probably just stick your hands in the dirt and climb up. It doesn't look very hard
this
to get
is,
out of.
This is the most escapable pit that there's ever been.
They treat it like he is in Alcatraz.
And okay, so he's in the pit, and ODB is like laughing at him.
So they tie up Brody. He's like, I'm gonna tie you up now, and then I'm gonna taunt your friend. And he's like, yeah, you're stuck in that pit where you're gonna die.
Yeah, what does he say? Like the demon,
the
hunter?
Demon slayer is
the
on
demon,
his way.
Now, this is not a slayer of demons.
No, this is a demon who is a slayer.
Yes.
But first, he blowguns JDF. He's like, and then he has this blue vial, and he's like, it's very bad. You got a very bad
He's like, yes, you have been poisoned by a poison of snakes, pigs, dogs, wildflowers, and roots.
But the way he says it is, it's from the poison of snake, pig, dog, and wildflower roots. So it's the blood, I guess, of a snake, pig, dog.
Well, yeah, because pigs and dogs are not venomous.
No.
I don't think a venomous breed of any of those exists.
Pop a snake on there, boom.
Super venom.
And then also just the roots of some wildflowers.
See, I thought it was wildflowers, like the flowers themselves, and roots of any
just
variety.
Just any kind of root.
just get yourself some roots. You need like three-part roots, that's it.
Just wring that root out, and then as long as you got some snake pig dog.
Get that good root juice.
That's how you make a poison. And he's like dangling the antidote. He's like, yeah, you're going to die super bad. But here's the antidote. You can't get it.
I have a question. Maybe I just like blacked out. Does he ever drink the antidote?
No, he doesn't. So he's like, JDS is, he's like, yeah, oh, this Demon Slayer's coming. And JDS like, I could kill you even with my last breath.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you won't because the Demon Slayer's on his way. And then we get this like, this
part's real extra dumb.
And then I literally cannot figure out what happened because we cut to the Demon Slayer running through the woods, doing some flips, doing some spins.
I realized
doing a lot of wet stunts.
It wasn't during, I realized a little later, but it happens here too. A lot of fighting and like important stuff happens off camera.
Yeah.
Like there will be a fight scene and half of it is on Brutus's reaction shots.
Yeah. This is the worst one because he's like, you're trapped in the pit. You're never going to get out of the pit.
Cut to the Demon Slayer who gets to the pit, jumps in. Old dirty bastard is in the pit and gets axed in the head.
Filthy Mike is in the pit and he gets axed in his brain. And JDF's out of the pit and Fat Link is just standing there.
Fat Link just leaves, I guess. Left.
But how did they switch places?
And now the Demon Slayer is in the pit talking like there's no way he can get out of it.
But he's like taunting JDF from the pit. He's like, oh, well, you're out of the pit, but you still have to fight me.
Yeah, you have no pride.
Have you no pride?
How about your pride? The Demon Slayer is... Everybody in this movie is a bad actor.
Everybody.
Brutus, if it wasn't for...
Well, Dominic Keating's not actually
bad. I was
going to
say, if it wasn't for Dominic Keating, Brutus is the best actor in the movie.
And that's saying something. Is on the back, it says, like, this man was in the show Vegas.
James Russo.
Is this James Russo?
No, this is not James Russo.
Who is Brutus?
James Russo was Claudius, and I don't...
Was that Colin Mockery? Is there a picture?
There is, but this guy has way more hair than he did. I don't remember Claudius from the movie. I don't remember this man.
Let me see.
Maybe he's the old man. Here, you take a look.
This man was not in the movie. Unless he played someone who just died?
He's credited as Claudius, and the only thing I can think is because one of these pictures, he kind of looks like old ODB over here. He's not that old.
Well, he was very dirty. Dirty Claude was...
He's got second billing in the movie.
Before JDF.
Top billed cast is Dominic Keaton, James Russo, and Jason David Frank, and I... don't think we saw James Russo.
I don't think James Russo was in this movie. And I checked. There are no deleted scenes.
No.
So either they just didn't film some of these, or they did and were like, nah, it's not worth it. It's not worth the millions of hours of green screening we have to do to make him finished.
Who the fuck was Claudius in this movie?
I have no idea. Because the only other people I remember is there was Colin Mockery. There was the guy that got his head cut off.
That wasn't him. Was that him?
No, that was definitely not him. That dude had no chin. And then there was the other dude with a lot of chest hair. So unless Claudius was just like a guy in the movie, I don't know.
He had to have been this old man.
He had to be. Why?
I don't know.
He's the only other guy that talked a lot besides the bad guy, Shikaka. So, anyway, moving on. He's like, you have to fight me. Have you no pride? Have you no pride? Huh? Huh? He says everything twice. I don't know why. So, then JDF says something that I literally cannot parse. He's what ends up happening is he's like, you have to... I think the meaning was, you have to convince Brody that if you kill me, you'll let him go. And then I'll fight you. But he doesn't say anything to that effect.
No, he says... Can you convince this man he will live?
That you will fight me? Should I fight you live? Will he do it?
Have you no pride?
Have you no pride? And then what's his name's like, yeah, I guess. Demon Slayer is like, yeah. Whatever.
And then Brutus like reiterates, he's like, you won't kill me, you agree? And he's like, I agree. I agree.
So then JDF jumps in the pit and
that's
they fight.
Best sting. I agree.
I agree.
I agree.
And they fight in the pit. And then
The Demon Slayer had an axe.
He threw it away because it was a mano-e-mano, fisticuffs type of style fight. So he
why
threw
did he bring
up.
The axe? It was not, okay, so he brought the axe.
He brought the axe
he
to kill
to,
him, but
he
when
came
he got
to
trapped
kill
in the,
the
pit,
one
he's
warrior.
Like, well, I guess I'll fight you regular.
He came to kill the one warrior. It just axed Claudius in the face. And then he's like, no, now it's about pride because I was wrong.
Yeah.
So this is the fourth challenge.
Okay. I thought Claudius would have been the fourth challenge, but... I guess
I
not.
Think this, Maybe, I think this whole situation, this whole thing is
okay,
challenge four.
This is challenge four. Good to know. So then he's like, okay, and they fight, and then there's like some fight sounds. And by the way, JDF is basically silent for every fight that he's in, which is insane to me.
It's just so, it's such a culture shock for him to not be like, yeah,
yeah. He says none of that. He's just like, no. And there's like some like sounds.
None of the fights in this movie are exciting.
No, they're very bad. And they're shot like very close. Like it's, you can't see anything happening because it's like
they're super
up
close
in their business.
Yeah, they're super close up. They're all in shaky cam.
Yeah.
Because he does in the first fight against the four hologram men, he does one of my favorite fighting moves, which I don't think is an effective thing, but like...
Would you jump off a tree?
No, when you grab your foot and charge it up and kick extra hard.
I was thinking about that because when he did it, I was like, that's the first time I've seen that. I'm like, maybe that is more effective because like maybe...
You get to
you tense
build
your muscle
up some
first?
Like
yeah.
Potential energy, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I guess. it looks cool.
Yeah.
At least.
But you can barely tell he does it because it's like zoomed all the way in on his ankle and shaking.
Yeah, and so he beats the Demon Slayer. And he's like, all right, send the rope down. And then he literally behind him making bare hands, Demon Slayer pops and goes, yeah. And then he just gets Rafiki'd. He just gets
elbowed and then he climbs out. So this whole fight was for nothing because it was like, you have to fight and defeat me. And he does like beat him, I guess, in a fight. But you need to kill him. But instead, he just leaves him there to get eaten by whatever forest monsters he mentioned earlier are anyway.
Just some like the Harry and the Hendersons are going to eat him.
Probably, because Brutus is like, you're not going to kill him? And he's like, no. And he like smirks and walks away.
No, leave it for the beasts of the forest, I guess.
Yeah, the forest beasts.
Soup's toast, forest beasts. So then we cut elsewhere to Shikaka. And this guy comes up and is like, I think that's the one warrior. And he's like, how dare you say that to me? And cuts his head off. He's like, give me your sword. And so he's like, all right, here you go. Like,
there's this whole weird, like, posturing cockfight where he's like, oh, this is a sharp sword.
Is it sharp?
He's also the worst actor in the movie.
This guy I can only describe as Tommy Wiseau's brother, Johnny Wiseau. Wiseau? I think it's Wiseau. From the room, like, that guy, but, like, his brother. Because he's like, how dare you say that to me?
Say that to me, I was like, it was sharp, yes.
It's a very sharp, yes, sword.
It's very sharp, sir. Off goes his head, which just disintegrates.
And he turns
glitter.
Into glitter, yeah.
His head. His body falls over.
So then, yeah, his body falls over, and I imagine it disappears on some
time. And then Austin Powers in the background is like, oh, no.
He has so much chest hair that I thought he had another shirt on under his shirt. He has this big, like, low-cut tunic, and I thought under it was another shirt.
Yeah,
nope,
I think,
just his chest hair.
I think here we just get like a close-up reaction shot of him like maybe running away.
Yeah, where he's like, I better not say anything. I don't want to get my head cut off.
No.
Then we cut to JDF and Brody, and they're walking. And then my note is just, oh no, another man. Because there's just a guy there. And he's like got gray hair, and he's like this beefier dude. But there's just another man now. Is this a challenge? Is this the fifth challenge?
I'm going to say yes, because after he fells this old fat man, Brutus is like, Shikaka's getting strong, bro.
He's sending his big dudes. That was Carl.
That puts us at five.
That's at five. We're maybe 8 minutes into the movie.
We still have 9 billion minutes to go.
We still have one heat death of the universe left. Also, JDF gets knocked down at some point.
He gets up again. You're never going to keep him down.
You're never going to keep him down. But he's knocked
down.
Not
in his movie.
Not in the Dragon Warrior, a.k.a. the One Warrior, a.k.a. the cheapest Ong Bak you could find. But he gets knocked down by this beefy man, and he's got like a white Hanes shirt on with the sleeves cut off under his leather tunic, so there's no chafing, but the sleeve is like all the way out, and you can see that it's like literally just a t-shirt, and you're like, come on man, what are you doing?
Oh dude.
So then like I guess Brody walks away, and Lady of the Forest comes up, and she's like, hey, I'm back. And he's like oh great, I missed you. And she's like, here's a sword. And he's like, cool. And then they kiss. And then she disappears, and Brody comes back, and he's like,
while they're kissing, if I'm not mistaken, she like disappears mid kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Brody comes back up, and he's like, oh, I just, Lady of the Forest is just here. I made out with her.
He like nudges Brody. He's like, dude, second base.
Second base is Lady of
totally
the Forest.
Got it. Second base is
like,
Lady of the
he
Forest.
He never shows up when I'm here.
Is that second base?
Second base is...
No, I think that's first base.
That's first base. Second base is hand stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone has different ideas.
If second
ideas.
Base is hand stuff, what's third base?
Mouth stuff.
Mouth stuff. Or that home run,
and
is,
home
ob-
run
is
obviously...
Is genital stuff.
Yeah. So, I think everyone has a different interpretation, but that's just the one that I guess grew up with.
Right. Yeah, no, that's accurate. We were definitely talking about stuff like that as early as like third grade, even though we had no idea what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I watched South Park. I know what I'm talking about. No, you're still a stupid idiot. Then Brody goes, oh, the six samurai are coming. How do you know that?
Oh, that's he has no right to know that, but Shikaka did say to Chest Hair, send the samurai, the samurai six.
And then does she say something about the spell of the samurai before they make out?
No. Nope. I think Brutus does, because he like suddenly hears Shikaka say that.
He's like, I feel the six samurai
from
coming.
Half a map away. He's like, oh, six samurai are coming.
So then there's some like montaging of walking through the forest. It's, you know, 89 minutes of this happens. And then we just, at one point we cut to like six men watching, and they're in like white tunics. In the credits, only five samurai are credited, and one of them had a mask on, so I think one dude was pulling double duty.
But shouldn't it be like
Samurai Six also Jeff?
Or just like Samurai 3/6 or whatever.
It should have been probably,
Also, full face mask guy has one move, and it's spin jumps.
It's a good spin jump.
It's a good spin jump.
But he does it like three or four times. Yeah. It's like, all right, we get it. You got the one thing.
I think he's also the chucker.
Yes, he was. And they like hop across a little like rock. Like, here's some rocks across a little brook. And then they hear laughing.
Like, oh. It's not like, it's like, ha 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 ha.
It's like how my roommate laughs, where he literally says, ha ha ha. Like, he's laughing, like, genuinely, but it's like you reading it. Like you hear, like, you're reading him laughing.
Yeah, I shattered that glass for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm
thanks.
Sorry.
It's fine. It was bound to happen eventually. So then they're like, who is that? And a tree opens up, and Dominic Keating steps out. And I know Dominic Keating from the second season of Heroes.
Yeah, I had no idea who this man was, but he is far and away the best actor in the movie.
Yeah, he's the actor in the movie. The only one?
How did they get a real actor? What dirt do they have on Dominic Keating that he is in The Dragon Warrior and, like, he's not giving it his all?
No,
but he is trying.
He's trying. He's having fun, at least. Yeah. Here's what I think happened, because Dominic Keating is definitely in SAG because he's been on television shows. He was in Enterprise, it said on the back of the box, which is like a whole show.
Yeah.
I've seen him in a bunch of things. So like, you have to pay SAG actors like a certain rate. So they must have only had him for one day, because like, we can only afford to pay you for one day. But also, like, maybe they just knew him, or what I'm pretty sure happened that I'm just now realizing is JDF knew him from Wizard World conventions.
That's probably it.
And was like, do you want to do my dragon movie with me?
Oh, crap. He didn't know.
And he's like, yeah, I guess.
And then he went and shot his scenes in like 2 hours one day.
Yeah.
And then like the movie came out and he was like, uh-oh.
He's like, oh, no.
I messed up.
What did I do? I also think he might have been the narrator, but I'm not sure. And if he was,
I don't know.
He definitely got paid extra.
I'm going to pull up the credits and see if anyone is
credited.
You
as
are
narrator.
Correct. He is okay. Dominic Keating is credited as Merlin / Dragon's voice.
He's the Dragon's voice
/ narrator.
He's the super Scottish dragon.
Dominic Keating, is this like his pet project?
Maybe,
he's got top billing. He's pulling triple duty.
Maybe he's just like really good friends with the director or the writer. And he's like, yeah, I'll do your movie, but I get to do my Scottish accent.
Right. Also, my name, well, on the cover, it's second.
But well, no, it's in the middle, which is the most important.
Okay. Is that how that works?
Sometimes.
I get mad from like a graphic design point.
Oh, when their name is not over the person?
When their name is not over the right person. I'm like, who did that?
I don't think there's ever been a John Travolta movie where his name was over him and not someone else.
Anyway, that's a weird tangent to go on. Yeah. We're already at about an hour.
We're hitting about an hour. So
we have, I think, maybe 45 to 46 years left of this movie.
Yeah, home stretch.
So we're at five trials, right?
We're at five trials. So then,
okay, was Fred a trial or no? Fred's just the man that attacked.
I think we counted him as the fifth trial.
Okay.
I think that was the fifth trial.
Yeah, because the old Limpy and Demon Slayer were four. Okay,
yeah.
So we're at five.
We're at five. So Dominic Keating, whose name we'll find out is Merlin, is like, you can't come past here. This is my turf. And he's like, what if we just walk past you? And he like points, and like a black hole opens up, and he's like, that. He doesn't explain it. Just like a branch gets sucked in. He's like, you want to be that branch? I don't think so.
Yeah, so...
You got to answer my riddle.
So the one warrior, I'm going to call him one. I think we're on a fairly enough terms. He's like, all right, fine.
He slashes at him and Merlin teleports around. He's like, don't try me, boy. Like, you're too dumb to understand how good I am at magic.
So he... One thinks he put it together. He's like, okay, if I slash at him, he's going to appear behind me.
Yeah.
So he slashes at him and then turns around and slashes at nothing. And then Merlin appears where he disappeared from.
He's like, how'd you do that? He's like, you're too stupid.
You're too stupid to use your dumb tongue, idiot.
Idiot, dumb one-y, stupid idiot boy. So then he's like, all right, we'll answer your riddle. He's like, all right, which weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of gold? And the answer is a pound is a pound. I don't give a fuck what you how clever you think you are in this movie.
He starts to say that. He's like, they both, and he's like, wait a minute.
He's like, gold weighs more because it's in something ounces.
The feathers weigh more because gold is measured in triounces, which is 12 ounces to a pound, whereas the feathers would be standard ounces, which is 16 to a pound.
That's cute that someone is fucking opened a Snapple bottle that day and was like, oh, Snapple fact. Turns out gold is measured lighter than whatever or however it would be worded. And they put that in the movie. But nah, bro, I don't care what, like, a pound is a pound is a pound. Like,
well, see, you'd get sucked into the black hole. Merlin ain't gonna take your shit, Jake.
Look, I feel like I could figure out Merlin. I'd be like, why are you in this movie? And he'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know. There was some favors and some stuff got mixed up.
He'd jump into the black hole himself. So then he's like, all right, here's the spell of the samurai, but you gotta cast it quick because they're coming. And then a bunch of Benihana chefs attack him. He never casts a spell of the samurai.
No, he absolutely doesn't, because every other spell is like, you cast this spell, and then the effect happens, but this one says, you learned the spell of the samurai, and then samurai attack, and he just fights them.
Does the spell of the samurai summon the samurai? Because if so, that's a bad spell. Like, you should probably avoid that if you want to not get attacked by a bunch of samurai.
But they were already there, so it definitely didn't summon them.
I don't know. It did nothing.
It never got cast.
So then this is the Megan Man part where they fight and he steals weapons. He starts out with his sword and it gets knocked out by the guy with the rope with the weight at the end. And he basically is like...
Oh, he was given another sword at some point.
Yeah, the Lady of the Forest.
Skip that? They made out.
Yeah, she's like, here's the sword of the gods.
The sword forged by the gods themselves.
This is the sword of the gods.
This sword sucks. Because he takes it out of the sheath, which is like 9 miles long, and the sword is like stumpy.
It's like this,
it's flat on the top. There's not a point, and it's like got a serrated edge.
I kind of like the way the sword looks because I'm into like swords that are like kind of stumpy and weird looking.
I like that it's like a little weird, but it doesn't
look...
This is
not a sword of the gods.
It's not forged by gods.
No.
It's like forged by Jeff the blacksmith in the town that burned down in the beginning of the movie.
Maybe the fish sword was forged by the gods, but that got taken away when you got needled by death.
Should have been looking down.
So he fights the Benihana chefs, and he basically like does like a Mega Man round, like where he's like, I gotta beat Cut Man, and then I can beat Guts Man. I don't know the orders of any of them, but
those are in different games.
I know. Don't at me, nerds.
Cut Man and Guts Man might be in the same one because Cut Man has the scissor head. That's not Metal Man, which is who I was thinking of, but that's from Mega Man 2.
Okay.
Cut Man and Guts Man, I think, are both from Mega Man 1.
I think so. So, but he basically does that. Like, he gets a bow staff, and then he gets the guy with the billy clubs, and he gets the nunchucks, and he gets the rope or whatever. And he beats up all the samurai. And then we go back to Shikaka, who's mad and has a portal that he can view JDF on.
Yeah.
Like, he can see him.
We saw this in the first thing, but, like, it was weirder.
Yeah.
But it's definitely just, like, the stone pedestal that opens up into this weird mystic goop that he can see things in.
And just shows him. So he's like, all right, you go spy on him. I can look at him whenever I want, but he's got to be having help. You go spy on him, Austin Powers. Cut back to JDF. Merlin dips. He's like, all right, I'm out. I got to go.
Yeah, but on his way out, because he like walks into a tree, quote unquote again.
Tree.
But he like peeks his head back. I was like, oh, you can call me anytime, but only once.
But I swear to God, if you call me twice, I'm going to send you into the black hole. I promise. As he leaves, like an eagle drops a spell, and it's like, you learn the spell of healing. And his wounds close up.
Yeah, so it shows the one on his face, because he got like...
He got a sword to the face, and I guess he got a little cut on his shoulder.
And that's when it just zooms all the way in on the jackpot tattoo.
Yeah.
And like above it, there's like a bandit cowboy, and like there's guns inside his arm, which you can really see when he's in like the stretcher.
You can also see the tap on his Jesus didn't tap tattoo. It's covered by a bracer for most of it, but in this scene it is not. So then they just like, I don't know what happened in my notes, but then they just like think about stuff for a while.
You ever just think about stuff?
They just like ponder. Like, hey, let's just ponder. They're like eating rabbits and he's like telling him about, he's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know where I came from. Like, I just woke up in the village and they were all dead. And he says it like that. They were dead.
They're dead. Dead.
Dead. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. So then he's like, all right, go to bed, Brody, and I'll take the first watch. And
Brutus is still eating. He's like, yeah, okay. And he lays down and goes to bed with a mouthful of rabbit.
Right. And then Sexy Forest Lady is back and they kiss again. And she's like, all right, like you're super hot, JDF.
Yeah, they like make out, and then he falls asleep.
She's like, all right, you have to go to sleep so I can leave. I don't know what. But then he's like, huh. Then the next thing is her going, wake up, the Amazons are coming. And so he wakes up, and this is my favorite part of the whole movie.
The Amazons?
The Amazons.
Oh, yeah, this is the worst part of the movie, okay. But like in the best way. This is the part of the movie that's good, bad.
It's good, bad. So real quick, though, was Merlin the sixth trial? He couldn't have been, right? Because he's on. Is he part of the prophecy or is he not?
Like, is no, he... I don't think so.
So he just like was there.
I think it was just like his turf. Okay. Same with the dragon. Like, this is my turf.
Right. Judges? Well, okay, judges accept it.
So this makes.
We're still at five then.
This makes the Amazons.
Amazon should be six.
Six.
Okay. The Amazons come up and they're all the same woman.
They're all played there's by like, the same actress. Like, there might be a twin situation because there's one shot where there's two of them at the same time, but it's also shot very weird because like one fills a bucket with water, walks up and puts it down,
and the other
and
one
walks
takes
off
it.
Screen, and then the other one walks over and
takes
it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all the same woman. Her name is Heathera, which is Heather with a it's fantasy Heather.
Fantasy Heather. They
she's from like North Texas, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
She's like, shut your mouth or I'll kill you where you're staying.
I'll kill you where you're staying. She sounds like James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues, and she doesn't want your
life. She also talks about, like, cutting his tongue out.
Yeah, everyone's got this weird tongue.
Is that just
thing.
What, whoever, who wrote this? David Pryor?
David, he just got, like, a tongue fetish.
He just thinks that's what they did in the fantasy
Everyone
medieval
threatened
times.
Your tongues all
tongues
time.
Were just all getting cut out.
So they knock them out. Also, when they all show up, she's in a bunch of different outfits with like different body paint on, and everyone's holding a different weapon, and no one's holding a weapon correctly.
No, my favorite is the last one we see before we get to Heathera.
Heathera.
Who's like the head honcho Amazon.
Yeah.
Head honcha, excuse me.
Yes, excuse you.
So the last one we see, there's like someone holding a bow, but like she's making sure she arches her back and sticks her
like,
butt all
like
the way out.
Like her arms are spread all the way out, and she's like holding it in front of her.
Yeah, and then there's one with like, I don't know, there's some other one, but one has a sword. It's a one-handed sword. In both hands.
Upside down.
Upside down. It's just like waving it back and forth like, oh, I'll go get you.
Like, this is how you sword fight. Nah, bro.
It is, other than like gripping it by the blade, is the wrongest way to hold a sword.
Without hurting yourself, this is the worst way to hold it. One of them had a spear, and I'm pretty sure she was holding it like at the spearhead. Like she was choked all the way up, which is
but
not
also
how-
like sticking an elbow all the way up to the sky and just like, hey.
It's ridiculous. So they knock him out, and then one of them's like, I want to fuck JDF.
Pretty much, because when he wakes up, he's like, what do you want with me? And Heathera's like, oh, the only thing a woman wants from a man is to fuck.
We want your seed. Back it up. Also, Brody's a goat.
I want to point out that the description says this is a fantasy action film for gamers at heart of all ages.
Of all ages.
And a woman just told this man she wants his seed.
His seed. And not only that, but you're gonna plant your seed in me and all of us until we're all pregnant.
Yes.
That's the deal.
They call it couple. You were going to couple with all of us.
Until
to which he's like, I can't couple with any of you.
I've given my heart to another. This woman I kissed twice.
I love Brutus so much that I cannot couple with any of you Amazons.
But dang, he's a goat now because they have magic and turned him into a goat.
They turned him into a goat.
No idea. Here's my note. She wants a seed. Gross.
So he's like, no. She's like, well, that's a waste. I'm going to kill you.
We're going to kill you. And he's like, oh, why? You're going to fight me? And she's like, no, I'm just going to kill you. So, there's like 11 of us. And there's some weird sexist stuff happens for no reason.
Yeah, they fight. It's a very awkward like staff fight because JDF is trained and she is not.
She is not.
And he just ends up knocking the staff out of her hand and punching her in the mouth, and that kills her.
That kills her. But also, before then, he's like, why wouldn't you fight me? A man would fight me. And she's like, oh, and a woman wouldn't? And, like, it tricks her, I guess.
She's like, a woman wouldn't? He's like, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's like, why did this movie go to this place? Like, what happened?
I mean, it wasn't written by, like, a good person.
No, clearly not. So then the rest of the Amazons just dip. He's like, do you want a man to rule you? They're in, by the way, the kingdom of the Amazons.
The kingdom of the Amazons, so, which alludes to them already being ruled by a man.
Yeah, because they would just, like, call it either the queendom, I guess, if they're going with that, or the land of the Amazons.
Land of the Amazons.
Amazonia, something.
Yeah.
But nah, it's the kingdom of the Amazons. So he's like, do you want a man to lead you? And they're like, pfft. And they all walk away.
And they all walk away. They just watched their leader die in battle.
So this is the sixth trial.
That's six. Why didn't they all just kill him, though?
I don't know. I feel like they should have been like, well, we still have arrows trained on you, so we're just going to lose them real quick.
Right.
If that's cool.
You already used your one life. Although you have a new sword you can give
Maybe
up now.
Maybe you can give up your new sword. Is a sword your free man, I guess?
I think so. I think that is the lore that is established within the game.
This is a weird movie. So then there's another Chaos Emerald, and he does it's the same shot as the one before.
Exactly the same shot.
Then they're lost. We cut to later. They're lost, and he's like, we got to talk to the Lady of the Forest. And he's like, okay. And there's like this implied, like, get out of here, bros. I want to make out with my girlfriend.
Like, yeah, and also, like, she's not going to come out if you're here.
If you're
gross.
Here, leave. So then they're like, all right, well, let's look for her. Maybe she'll show up first. So then we cut back to Shikaka, who is like, oh, I know a secret. The Lady of the Forest is helping him. And he's like, come over here, wench. And this woman comes up who's like crying. And he's like, what do you see?
This woman also has a photo on IMDb. So she's a big time actress.
What's her name?
She is Tara Klenpeter.
Okay.
And her role is slave girl number 3.
Okay, well, she was working. She was doing her best. She was the only one, like, trying to act, I feel like, who, like, felt like maybe if she did a good job, it would be good for her.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, ah.
She was like, I know this movie's bad, but I should put forth
good
effort.
I don't want to be bad in it. Yeah. Everyone else was like, ah, I'm just not doing anything on Saturday. I guess I can film your movie. She's like, yeah, you're the coolest, Chicago. And he's like, yeah, super right I am. Let's get the ghosts of Mendina's.
He says, no, not yet.
He's like, not yet. We gotta wait. On the ghosts of Mendina's.
Yeah, because at some point he's like, someone is helping him. This is when he finds out it's the Lady of the Forest.
Yeah.
But he sent Chest Hair to, like, spy on him.
Yeah, even though
we never get any, like, shots of that.
Even though, like, he can just
watch. He's spying on him literally right before he says that.
He doesn't find out. Like, right now, he's still spying on him using the portal thing. And Chest Hair's not there to tell him. Like,
no, he's like, oh, it's the Lady of the Forest. I can see through my portal. That lets me see the one warrior.
Because they talked about it. Why did you send Austin Powers to go spy that? I know he's an international man of mystery.
But oh, man. So he devises a plan. He's like, not yet on the Ghost of Medinas.
We're going to do one more. We got one more prank we're going to play first. We cut back, and Birdie's like, oh, you know what's next. It's got to be the Ghost of Medinas. And I realize at this point that at the Cursed Swords trial, he said, I don't know anything else because no one's gotten past here. But every single thing up until now, he's been like, oh, of course it's the Amazons.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, he read the prophecy, I'm assuming.
Then why did he lie at the Cursed Swords?
In case he wasn't the one.
He didn't want to get too invested. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take that. So then they come to a temple. And
I mean, really, the reason for that is because the movie's bad. That's the reason that happens.
I'm trying to figure out in universe why.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ascribe more meaning to this movie than the people who made it did. So they come to this temple, and JDF's like, he's like, oh, Lady
of
the Forest.
It's not a temple. It's a stack of rocks. I think it's the same freaking rocks that the dragon lives on.
It might be the other side, and there's like kind of a cave entrance, maybe. I don't know. But he's like, oh, we need your help, lady. And Birdie's like, dude, you gotta give an offering. Like, this is the whole deal. He's like, I don't have anything to offer but myself.
No, he doesn't. She just comes and sees him all the time.
Yeah, she just shows up. Like, maybe
she even at one point is like, I'm always here. I'm just not. Yeah. You just can't always see
me. One of the times she showed up, he's like, oh, you're back. And she's like, I never left. So she's like hanging out, I guess. Or maybe now she left. But then she shows up, but something's a little different. Something's a little wrong. She's not blue and glowy. She's like a regular person right now. And maybe it's because she's at her temple. This is where she lives. She's an astral projector.
She's home. She took the glowy off. She just hung it up. Oh, yes.
On the car. You get it. Like, look, I get home. I take off my pants. I get it. Same deal.
So she's like, you need... So they were trying to figure out... Before this scene, they were trying to figure out how to kill the ghost of Medinas.
Yeah.
Because... They're ghosts.
They're ghosts.
They're already dead. You can't kill what's not dead. And the JDF is like, oh, let's find a way to kill him again.
Yeah. He's like, what if we just kill him again? And Brody's like, you're a genius.
Now you're figuring out how things work around here. And then nothing makes any sense.
Yeah. And then
you got it, one warrior. Good job.
Just whatever you want to happen, happens. She's like, you need to, in order to get the thing that you need, you got to go into the.
She says you need to find a spell that will. That gives life, so you can bring them back to life and kill them.
Yeah, so you gotta do that in the cave dwellers.
Yeah.
The cave of the cave dwellers.
The cave dwellers' cave.
And so they walk away, and she's like, you stupid idiot, and turns into Shakaka. What a twist.
Whoa.
So then...
Now things are heating up.
Things are heating up. Only about 40, 45 more minutes to go, I think. Before they finally
are get, we down to minutes? Oh man!
Before they finally get to halfway through the movie, so at one point they stop to talk, and Brody's talking about how like he wants to go back to his family. He's like, "Yeah, I got a wife and two kids," but it's like, "But you left and were kicked out." He's like, "I just want you to win. So, like, I want you to beat Chicago because no one's been able to do it, and I don't get to go back until you do that."
Yeah, he's got to like redeem himself so that the village takes him back, so he has to help the one warrior win.
Like, oh, maybe that's it. That kind of makes sense.
But isn't everyone in his village also dead?
Yeah, maybe. Unless that wasn't his village. His village is farther.
But didn't he say that?
No, JDF said they were all dead.
Oh, right, JDF.
Because that's when he woke up. They were all dead. So then he gets to the cave. They're like, all right, if anyone comes out this cave, I'm just going to go in. There could be other entrances. I'm going to go in. I'm going to kill them all. If anyone comes out, you kill them. Because cave dwellers come out at night because they live in the darkness. So he goes in. There's like Pigpen is in there. Pigpen from Charlie Brown's in there. There are two cave dwellers at least.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure they're the same person.
That's all we get confirmation on. It's definitely the same dude.
So they go do some like really crappy MMA. Like it's just literally like really, really bad MMA. And I was like, oh, did he win? He must not have won. So they would cut back to outside and Brody's got his knife. He's like, yeah, better not come out here and mess with Brody. And then the lady of the forest comes up and she's like, oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah, she's like, yo, what's up, Brody?
What's
like,
up, Brody?
Like, they're good friends. He's never seen her before.
He's like, oh, my God, my lady. It's like, well, like, you've never showed up to him before. Why now? And she's like, what are you doing just, like, hanging out? And he's like, well, because you sent him in. And she's like, no, I didn't do that. That must have been a Chicago trick.
Damn it, I hate those Chicago tricks.
I hate those Chicago tricks. So he's like, oh, no.
Movie's a Chicago trick.
It is. So he runs in and they're doing MMA and he can't, like, JDF just can't beat this dirty boy.
No, this dirty boy is too wily.
Then we get confirmation of another cave dweller, but we never see him again.
We don't see two on screen at once. There's like a couple shots of what I'm assuming are different ones sneaking around, but he like, hip tosses one of them out of the frame, and then the same guy, but a different cave dweller,
sneaks back around,
jumps onto his back.
So he's on his back, and Brody comes in and just kind of bops him on the head with a branch. And he's like, we got to go. And he's like, what about the spell? He's like, it's a Chicago trick. We got to go.
So this is not a trial.
This is not a trial.
Or a challenge.
Or was it?
Because
Chicago sent him to this.
But it's not a trial.
But
it's a diversion.
But then
because we're at six... Unless the giant is not a trial.
And then
either the giant or the cave dwellers, one of them cannot be a trial because the ghosts of Medinas
have to be the seventh trial.
Are the seventh trial.
I don't know. I feel like this is more of a trial, but maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Because this is off the path and out of the way.
Right.
So I feel like this is just him being
this is just a Chicago trick.
I'm going to give him that good old Chicago trick.
So then... Then as they're leaving, there's this like really like creepy like bone Skeksy Fraggle thing, who's like, and they're like, we gotta get out before that Muppet attacks us. We gotta go.
Also, I want to apologize to any listeners from the Wachichi tribe that have to kneel every time we say Shikaka.
His name is Shikarta.
Shaukata.
Shaukata.
All one word. Shaukata.
Shikata.
His name is Shikaka.
Shikaka now. Shikaka. Chicago. Oh, you're out. You're out. So then we cut back to the castle, to Chicago's castle, and Colin Mockery comes up to this man.
He has just like the oldest henchman.
Yeah, and it looks like Colin Mockery.
It does. I didn't see it until you said it, and I was like, no, that's him. How'd they get Colin Mockery? And let me look his name up again. Dominic Keating
and,
for this movie.
And Joel Russo?
James Russo to play a role. It's not even in the film, but he got billing on the cover.
Maybe he was Claude. Maybe he was Dirty Filthy Claude. I don't know. So anyway, he's like, you gotta do it. And he's like, okay. And he's like super Texan as well. I think this might have been filmed in like Waco. He's like, all right, give this to my wife and family. And he hands him like a little pouch with, I guess, some money in it. So he goes up and there's these doors clanging around and there's a lock that's unrelated to the door floating
there.
Yeah,
because the lock is totally stationary.
Completely
it's not
still.
Moving. And the doors are like pulsing in a definitely not real kind of
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's really badly. Like they just couldn't find two doors that
they
someone
found,
could stand
yeah.
behind. And
instead,
like,
they found a bad picture of some doors and just like warped it in
yeah.
and out.
So he opens the lock and the doors open and the ghosts come through him and he dies.
Yep.
So the ghost of Medina.
His death is like the most convincing of the movie.
Yeah, he's like, and then falls down yeah. dead. And it's like, oh, well, I guess that made sense. And like, they weirdly set it up 1 second ago where he's like, all right, crap. I don't like, that's a bad job. Like,
yeah.
Like, how's your health insurance? Like, what's your life insurance like? It's gotta be pretty good knowing that someday.
Maybe that's what he gave the old man. He's like, give my health insurance policy
this, yeah,
to my wife
this
and
is
children.
My policy. Right, right. So then we cut back to the woods and JDF and Brody are walking around and the smoke monster from Lost just like comes in and is like, here's another Chaos Emerald.
I made two other jokes in my head. One was a Dementor, but I don't think they actually ever look just like smoke. Maybe
they did when they teleport around real quick. Yeah.
The other one is a demon from Supernatural,
yeah,
which definitely looks just like. It's
yeah.
like they stole this footage, but this, I think, maybe predates the demons?
No, definitely not.
So they just like cut demon footage out, like photoshopped
just, like,
around
they
it.
They had the program, and it was like demon Supernatural demon footage on a flash drive to like steal it, put it in the movie.
Yeah, it literally just drops a crystal and goes away, and then Brutus is like, oh, the
lady
of the
forest
who summons black demon smoke
yeah,
to give you
it's
things.
It's like devil smoke, that, and it's just like, here's a Chaos Emerald, it's a yellow one, it's my favorite, and then they leave. And he's like, all right, and he puts it in, and then he does this weird, like, the screen warps to raise him.
Yeah.
Or he's on, like, a seesaw.
It's at least a different shot this
yeah,
time.
So that's nice. And then she shows up right afterwards. Why she couldn't just give him the emerald, whatever. And she's like, hey, it's me. And he's like, how do I know you're not Shikaka? And she's like, would Shikaka kiss you? And she kisses him. He's like, I guess not. I would have loved that this would have been Shikaka. He's like, no, I'll even kiss him to kill him. I hate him so much. So she's like, here's a spell. It'll give life. It's the spell that Shikaka said was in there but wasn't. But it's real because there's no, who cares?
Right. And also, I just have it. Here you go.
Yeah. It'll give him life, but only for 2 minutes. So then?
Then as soon as he opens it, it casts it.
It casts it. So what is the spell of the samurai?
It didn't
protect him from it?
No, it did nothing. It didn't cast because there was no animation or anything. It was just like, you've learned it. Good job.
You got it. Nailed it.
Maybe it gave him, like, good fight stats.
Maybe.
It was just a stat buff.
I don't know. I feel like there's still, like, 8 miles of notes left. There's so much. So much. So three dudes show up and then a fourth dude shows up. And as soon as they come into this like area of effect, they are alive.
Yeah.
And they're like, it doesn't matter. We're going to kill you. It's not that guy's voice. It's definitely
no, it's definitely 80 yard over it.
And he's like, he has 2 minutes to do this. So after a 9 minute fight scene, he finally kills the last one.
Yeah. At one point, the one he kills before the last one, he just like stabs in the chest.
And he's like, thank you.
Thank you.
Like, you freed me from my prison.
I was stuck a ghost.
I was stuck a ghost. I hated it so bad. Finally, it's over. And there's another Chaos Emerald. So he's like level 8 or whatever by now. He's gotten 4. There's how many Chaos Emeralds are there?
There's
7.
There's 7 Chaos Emeralds.
So he's at 5? Is this the 5th Chaos Emerald or the 6th?
He's at level. I made a level 5 joke. So I think he's only got 4 Emeralds.
Okay. So, but then.
So he can't go Super 1.
But this is the last trial, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then
that's
the giant
animals.
Couldn't have, or no, we agreed that the cave dwellers were not.
Right.
Okay.
One of those two, I'll leave that up to the viewer, whichever one you
yeah.
think, the giant or the cave dwellers, one of them is a trial, one of them is not.
Or Fred wasn't, who knows?
Or that first fight wasn't for some
reason. It makes no sense, I hate this movie. He's like, okay, good. Like, I got the Chaos Emerald. We gotta go fight Shaka next. And she's like, yeah, you're right. And Shaka, who can turn invisible, sneaks up behind. He's like Predator style, like sneaks up behind Lady of the Forest and puts a knife to her throat. And he's like, I'll kill her.
You know who else can just like turn invisible and disappear?
Phantom Ranger,
the Lady of the Forest.
Yeah,
but instead she stays captured.
Well, maybe it cancels out. It's like a.
It's the opposite of double invisible.
Yeah, it's negative two.
Half
invisible. Yeah, it's visible. So. He's like, yeah, if you don't kill me, or if you try to kill me, I'll slit her throat. And, like,
yeah.
You'll have killed me, but her throat will still be slit.
But he says it like, you'll kill me, but her throat will still be slit. And I had no idea what words came out of his mouth.
There's a point, like
you told me, and I was like, yeah, probably.
That's what I thought I heard. There's a point where one of the peons says something, and I was like, I literally don't know what you just said. I have no idea what words just came out of your mouth. So they teleport away. And he's like, we gotta go. And he's like, why? Like, she said she won't die. Like, she'll be fine. And he's like, and JDF says, yes, he can place her a torturous spell.
He forgot to say under. It's under, fine.
Yeah, but then they kept the take.
Oh yeah, because they only did one take of every shot.
So then he's like, all right.
That dragon costs a lot of money, Jake. That dragon, and then Dominic
Keating. So he's like, all right, we're gonna go. Like, we gotta go get it then. He's like, wait, we can't. Obviously, you need the Sword of the Flame. He's like, why? What? He's like, yeah, the Sword of the Flame. Somehow more powerful than the Sword of the Gods. Sword of the Flame, you know? I understand the Fish Sword being the number one.
Yeah.
Then it should definitely go to the Flame Sword and then the Sword of the Gods.
Sword of the Gods is your last sword.
Just as, like, an escalation, usually. Yeah. So it's like,
a good
okay.
upgrade tree.
He's like, it's between heaven and earth. And he's like, oh, so it's on the top of a mountain. He's like, yeah, you get it. You know.
Why didn't you just f***ing say that, Brutus?
Brutus, quit being a dick. So then he's like, how are we going to get to it? Where's the mountain? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, okay, I got a plan. And then we cut to him walking 3 days back to the Diplodocus, to the Iguanodon house. And he's like, I need your help. And he's like, oh, you come here to fight me? He's like, no. He's like, if you take one more step, I'm going to fight you.
Those are the rules.
Rules is rules.
What freaking rules
what
are
rules?
Those?
From whom?
From the Lady of the Forest? Because they think he'll get a pass.
Because they're makeout buddies. So he's like, all right, I need a ride. I need you to give me a ride to the airport. And he's like, yeah, okay. And so he flies him there, and there's a shot of JDF.
No, he's like, why? Why should I do that? And JDF's like, because my cause is noble. And
I'm
he's
the,
like, no, not
warrior.
Good enough, Mr. Warrior. And he's like, oh, because he's got the Lady of the Forest, and I love her. He's like,
love?
Hop on, buddy. We're going to the mountain.
So he flies to the mountain. There's a shot of JDF, a green screen, sitting on nothing, and the direction must have been, you're flying on a dragon. And his reaction is, oh.
Yeah, because it's like, his whole body language is like, I'm pretending I'm flying.
Yeah, like, this is it. I'm doing it. And so he lands and he's like, all right, see you later. And he flies away and there's a sword there. And he's like, well, how am I going to fly? He's like, I don't care. The sword. So he grabs the sword and it's just a regular sword. It doesn't catch on fire or anything.
No, there's nothing about this sword that makes it of the flame.
It is magical, but it doesn't look or seem it at all.
But even the magic that it casts is not fire-esque.
No. So he starts walking away, and he's like, oh, whatever, I'm just going to call Merlin. He's like, Merlin! Merlin's like, yo, what up, I was taking a nap, sorry. He's like, sorry, I was sleeping. He's like, all right, I need you to take me to Chicago's fort. He's like, no, I can't, I'm not going to do that. The sword can do it, it's magic.
And then he leaves. He's like, that was your one, bye!
He's like, right, that's it.
That's the last of Merlin.
And so he leaves, and then JDF goes, okay, let's try this. He points his sword up like his teammate, goes, take me to Chicago!
And then, like, before he's done, a beam of light teleports him to the castle gate.
Like, shoots at him, and it blasts him away. He's like, whoa, movie!
Why are you speeding up now?
You should have done this a day and a half ago!
So he gets to the fortress and just, like, kicks a couple dudes off a bridge and then walks through the very open gate.
Super casual. He literally one of the guys gets kicked and it makes a bonk sound.
And there's like a lot of electricity in this fantasy fortress.
There's like a power outlet and like some lamps and like some power lines in the background at one point. And like an antenna.
This is definitely just like the back of a school.
Yeah, but there's like jail stuff. There's like bars and stuff.
Yeah, that's a different set,
it's like
though.
It's like a Texas school, I guess. I didn't mean that. I don't think all Texas schools are jails. But what if they are? What if it's like Wild West rules? If you're no detention, just a jail.
Just
in the back.
Jail.
You can sweat it off in the pokey. So he takes one step. He kills a bunch of guys. He takes one step into like this little like courtyard, and Chikaka Hadoukens him, and he knocks it away with a sword, and they start fighting. But before they do, he's like, wow. And then there is the Lady of the Forest in a bubble, and she's wearing
like just a bikini.
It's like a leather bikini. It's strapless, and it's like a tube top, and the bottom is like a bikini bottom, but with like a long like loincloth skirt type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's.
And he's like, how dare you treat her that way?
How dare you reveal her belly button piercing?
Yeah, her fantasy belly button piercing. It's like, yeah, but definitely, like, I get it. I get what you're trying to say. And, like, it was shown that, like, oh, he's, like, also misogynist, like Chikaka is. But then there was that weird scene where JDF was just also super misogynist for no reason. So it's like, you're kind of not helping out. And also, like, her other outfit was, like, literally, like, here are all of my boobs. Like, here's, like, the entirety of them. So they fight. Brody's here, hiding behind something like he do.
He just got here.
He just showed up.
He just walked here. He walked here from the Dragon's Rock.
No, he never went back. I don't think he ever went back.
He did, because JDF hands him his sword before he goes to talk to the dragon.
Oh, you're right.
So Brody's just like hanging out down in Stone Village, like, oh. Yeah.
But then he makes a 3-day journey in like 8 minutes. What is up, Brody? Why are you hustling so bad? Was JDF slowing you down?
Probably.
He's the one warrior.
He just wanted to camp all the time.
Well, that's true. They're fighting. Brody's like, I'm gonna do it. So he throws his like knapsack at this dude.
It's like a gym bag.
And then does like a giant front kick and snaps his neck. This is
like,
not
very efficiently.
This is not the Brody from the last scene who was not the Brody from the scene. Every scene is a different Brody.
Yeah.
What's going on, Brody? Who are you, Jason Brody? Brorn? Jason Brorn.
Jason Bourne?
My mouth just did bad.
The Brode ultimatum?
The Brody ultimatum. So then JDF gets Chikaka down, and he's got his like sword to his throat. And before this started, Chikaka looked over at this other dude in like plate mail and was like, if something goes wrong, kill her.
Yeah, if fate is unkind to me, cut her throat.
So he's like, you can kill me, but it will not matter. And he's like, we'll see about that. And he slits his throat, and there's like blood, and he dies. And then goes down.
It takes, 15 minutes for the bubble to go down and the other guy to react to Chikaka being killed?
He's like, oh, he's dead. I gotta do my job then. And Bernie's like, no, and throws his dagger at him.
And get this weird like camera pan close-up of the dagger.
It's like in spoilers for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. It's like when Dobby dies, it slows down, but the cheapest version of that. And then it kills, like, couldn't let you have all the fun. And then it's like, ha ha ha. And they walk over and JDF stands on this little like ledge and points the sword up, and she sits down and like puts her hand on her hip and poses, and Brody sits down also.
This is like a Star Wars poster.
They have like a Star Wars pose, and then it fades up or like literally pans up. And pans down.
Pans down on an office building.
An office building in what I'm assuming is Dallas, Texas.
Now.
And then so he goes up, and there is
the Lady of the Forest.
The Lady of the Forest. She's like, they're ready for you in the room. And she's using her regular accent, which I described her accent as
when
it's there.
When she put on the fantasy accent, which was less than 25% of the time.
Yeah. I can best describe it as Princess Peach. But fantasy, but in Lord of the Rings. But that's it. I can't believe she didn't go like, ooh, at any point during this, because that's literally what they were leaning into. She's like, yeah, they're waiting for you. She's like, yeah. He's like, all right, cool. Dinner tonight? She's like, yeah, my place. It's like, that's your secretary. Is that your secretary? I'm pretty sure.
Something.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm pretty sure there's like rules against that in the office. Like, maybe not in this office, because we're going to find out 1 second, a video game company. Yep. Or something, because he walks in and he's like, all right, team leads. So it's, I guess, Target's
making
their own video.
Target Game Design Corporation.
Yeah, so everybody's there. Shikaka's there. Colin Mockery's there. Brody's there.
The guy who got killed by the ghost, the guy who opened the ghost door, he's just in there.
These are the team leads. And I was like, all right, I played the video game last night, and it was great. I really liked it. It was a lot of fun. But I do have one problem. Bob, continuity's bad.
I told you about this. And then Bob looks at Call of
Mockery.
Bob
Ishikaka.
Yes. He looks at Call of Mockery, and he's like, hey, you did bad, even though it was my job. You're fired. And cuts his head off with a dagger, and then the movie fades to the credits.
His head turns into gold glitter again. Like, what? Excuse me?
Is this video game creating a video game within itself?
I don't know. Why did they do that? Because
look, there is a video game about making video games.
Yeah, video game dev.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, up until the head slice, you're like, oh, the reason the movie's bad is because the game has bad continuity. So anytime, like, there's a lot of weird continuity stuff. Like, scenes will just look different. Like, yeah. They will cut, like, not away, but, like, to a different shot, and the lighting will be wrong. And, like, the color correction will be wrong. Things like that. And then there's just like a lot of weird stuff, and he's like, "Oh, continuity's bad."
There's
and
the camping scene being displaced.
There's the farther, yeah, right. Like
Brody's entire character being different every time we see him.
There's a, and then like the narrator towards the end is like, "This game is for real." Like he makes more video game mentions, like as like references as it goes on. But then they're like, "It was just a game." It's like, okay, that's a weird twist, but whatever.
Sure,
that's just bizarre. But then he kills a man, and it's like they're in the game again. What?
I don't know. That's the end of the shitty movie, though.
Okay. I have a couple notes.
Okay.
Number one, this would be a very bad video game.
Yeah.
Dragon Warrior the game would be not fun to play.
No, absolutely not.
Is Brody an NPC? Right? He has to be. He's got to be an NPC, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's probably an NPC, but you would probably take control of him if you were player two.
Right.
Maybe that's what happened at the end. He like called his sexy secretary, be like, "Hey, can you come over just help me?
I just need you to help beat Ishikaka.
The last boss keeps killing me.
I beat him, but then I can't save the girl. I can't save Lady of the Forest." And she's like, "All right, I guess."
That's why Brody just popped up because player two pressed start.
Right, it popped in. All right, that makes sense. But in the beginning, it seems like if he is an NPC, then JDF is playing on easy mode.
Yeah.
Because, like, he beats the swords with no trouble. Nothing is bad, except he just dies. Which brings me to that point where he dies. That's a dumb death trap in the game. If that happened to me in a video game that I was playing, where, like, oh, you died, I would be
roaring
mad.
Yeah, that's bad game design.
That's very bad game design. Way more than just the continuity.
Yeah.
Then the Amazons, they just made one model.
Right, just for the Amazon, copy-paste the clothes.
Same with the cave dwellers. And then my last question is JDF the first person to play this game?
Yeah.
Then why does Brody mention that he's done this a bunch before? If that's like everyone who's played this game.
I feel like Brody being like, oh, I've done this 7 times before or whatever. It's just like JDF kept choosing to start over.
Right. He couldn't get past the cursed swords, so he went to easy mode so he could get past the cursed swords.
That was the Q&A team, those first seven were right, the QA team.
Because here's my thought about this. Is that the writer thinks that
the writer thinks they know a lot about a lot of things, but knows nothing about any of them.
Because it seems like this game is supposed to be an MMO for one player, that only one person can play at a time. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's Dragon Warrior's up. Who's playing Dragon Warrior right now? Oh, right now it's JDF. Like, that's not how games work. And that's what it seems like at the end.
I mean, I feel like it wants us to believe it's some kind of, like, Elder Scrolls type game. Which is kind of what you described.
Yeah, but very bad.
Yeah.
It's the worst version of that. So, Josh,
uh-huh.
What's the best?
Oh, we're doing this?
Yeah.
Probably when he asks the sword to teleport him, and it just, like, does.
That was pretty great.
That's the coolest part of the movie.
Yeah, because all the movie's like, oh, we gotta go. We've talked more than this, longer than the movie. Like, this episode
is longer than the movie. Yeah.
It didn't feel like it.
I mean, we always do that, though.
Right, except here's the thing. That movie did feel like it was 9 days long.
That's true.
Felt like it was torture. I feel like I was being tortured.
I'm gonna retcon my best before you even give yours.
Okay.
The whole Valkyrie. The whole Amazon thing, that's the best part of the movie.
That was so bad it was great, and that's also my best. What's the worst? Can you pick a single worst?
Ishikaka's actor?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I hate him. He was really bad.
Yeah, Johnny Wiseau was very bad. And then who's the MVP? It's Dominic Keating, right? It's got to be. It's the only person who showed up to act.
Yeah, he's the only person that showed up in the movie.
So that's it. That's going to do it for us. So number one, I should have said this in the beginning, but I was all flustered from the movie. Sorry that there was a skip week last week. I hate taking skip weeks. That's the first time in, I think, 2.5 years that we did one. Jury duty literally, like, I thought I was getting sick when I was in jury duty, and it's just like I'm not wanting to be there, I guess. And I was like, you had the flu and a bad headache. So when I got home, I was like, we're canceling the podcast this week. But I kind of needed the week off, so it was kind of nice. I just watched movies on Friday. I did nothing but watch movies.
Nice.
It was nice. Watched Wreck-It Ralph. Watched Big Hero 6. Watched Guardians of the Galaxy. It was a nice day. So probably won't happen again for a while.
Right. So every 3 years, you just need a week?
Yeah, I just need a week, it seems like. next week, In Space starts, so get ready for that.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter, I believe?
I think so. It's definitely more than one part. Yeah.
From Out of Nowhere, parts 1 and 2.
Starring Randy Orton.
Yep. Randy Orton's Archaea. It's coming up next week. You guys remember the social media stuff at the beginning. I want to get out of here. I'm kind of getting sweaty. So.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
My son was growling. You might be able to hear it. My son was growling about halfway through there. I don't know what we're going to do for our next one, because we try to have this like thing that ends the hiatus. And
yeah.
This is like the last one that we've had, like, all these plans since like the start, basically.
But we're out of movies.
So like, suggest some stuff.
Yeah.
Power Rangers. Maybe The Order will be out by then. Maybe. 6 months? I don't think so. We'll see. But yeah.
I mean, they are like actually filming it and talking about it again, so that's good.
So that's it, though. That's going to be it for us for today. We'll catch you next week with In Space. I'm very excited about that. But until then,
may the power protect you.